How do we know if we're getting the right answers? Like, how do you know you're a partnership that's failing?
Experience. Well, for instance, here's a whole book that's got thousands of calibrations, so you can practice and say, see what you get for Campbell's soup, you know?
Right.
If you get 40 for Campbell's soup and the other person gets 600, the two of you should, you know, find something other than kinesiology to do.
Right, right.
You see, so many people try to use it to try and prove something.
So you really got to let that ego go.
So if you've got a positionality and you're trying to utilize this test to confirm your positionality, it was spiritual honesty, see. So what keeps you away from integrity is spiritual honesty. I mean, you know, when you're trying to manipulate something for some end. So all that's necessary is to drop the illusory gain. Because what is the gain of that? Even if you're right, all it does is take you from pride to more pride. So you're sunk worse in the mire than you were before.
So really, this can be used everything from choosing the vegetables that are good for you or the vitamins right up to choosing the right political campaigns.
Yeah, the right church, the right spiritual leader, the right guru, the right teacher, the right book.
Is there anything anyone shouldn't use this technique for? Should avoid?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think in terms of negatives like that.
No.
I tell people, I wouldn't hang out researching that which is obviously negative excessively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you want to bring that energy into your aura and focus on it?
Right.
So if you're going to focus on something you suspect that's pretty negative, you can just say, this is way below 200 and let it go at that.
I see. So not necessarily
I suspect
with a lot
it,
of energy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We get a lot of literature sent to us, you know, and I just take the envelope and I say, this calibrates over 200, you know. You know, and if it doesn't, then I don't bother with it.
Save
I mean,
you a lot of hours
I mean,
reading.
You know, the media is full of crap that's below 200. What do I want to put a lot of garbage in my head about it? So I don't have to read the whole thing when I can see that it's not even integrous to begin with, you know. So everybody's got some kind of a deal they're trying to pitch here, you know.
Right.
DNA secrets hidden in the toenails of the camel or something, you know. I mean, it's all bizarre, you know.
Right.
And even if it was true, it's so what? I mean, if the world's coming to the end in 2087, what do you care?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there's one around that's going to, the world's going to come to an end in 8,000 something. So what? Yeah, right. We went through all kinds of them over the last few decades. You mm-hmm. know, California was going to fall off in the ocean.
Right.
Phoenix was going to become a seaport. I mean, you know, there's no end to it. There's going to be earthquakes in New York City under 14th Street. When I first heard that, I thought, wow, Lu Chao's restaurant is right on 14th Street. In the meantime, Lu Chao's restaurant closed down anyway, I'm sad to say. It was a great German restaurant.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, can they change? For example, you mm-hmm. know, 2 years ago, you calibrate something around the earthquakes in California, and in 2 years later,
yes.
the plates do shift. So how?
So, yes. Well, because all calibrations are only true at the time that so like when you do, let's say, a nuclear intention of Iran or something,
mm-hmm.
that's at the time we did the calibration.
Right.
They can elect new officials. They can adopt this foreign policy. So it means at the time. So if I do kinesiology right now, and I say to you, it's possible for great teachers from the future to come and tell us about forecoming doom, you know, I'll get a negative. I mean, as of right now, it's not a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
See? My understanding of the evolution of consciousness and the nature of divinity is that the future is not predictable, otherwise there would be no point in your existence, you understand? It would negate any value to your existence.